Why don't we join Joan Lewis, EWTN's Bureau Chief here in Rome, as she brings us the Vatican Week in review. So Joan, welcome back on this rainy day in Rome. I think our week, maybe we should start it on Saturday as opposed to Sunday, no?
Yes, absolutely, because this past weekend the Church welcomed 6 new cardinals to the College of Cardinals, making the total of those who can elect the next pope. The maximum was established years ago by Pope Paul VI at 120 cardinals under the age of 80. So there are now, as of this past weekend, there are now, given some recent retirements and then the new cardinals, there are 120 elected. And it was really fascinating because the universality of the Church could be seen in these 6 new cardinals. You did not have anyone from Italy, you did not have anyone from Europe, but the Holy Father really said that he had wanted these 6, whom he just named recently, actually to be part of the consistory that he had held in February of this year, in which a greater number of new cardinals were also named. But at that time, he would have gone well over the 120, so he kind of waited until he knew numerically that he could do this. The fact there were no Italian cardinals is not really a big deal. They have 30, 27 are electors. That's 25% of the College of Cardinals, so they're doing all right. And then Europe did not have any, but the United States, with Cardinal Harvey, who for 14 years headed the prefecture of the papal household, and for a lot of our listeners will know that because it might have been through the prefecture that they got tickets to like a Wednesday papal audience or papal mass, such as the Sunday mass that Benedict celebrated with the new cardinals. And then you had Cardinal Beshara Boutros Rai, the Patriarch of the Maronites in Lebanon. Cardinal Thottunkhal Klimas, I think is how you pronounce his name, Thottunkhal from India. Cardinal Onayekan from Nigeria, Abuja, Nigeria. Cardinal Ruben Salazar Gomez from Colombia and Luis Antonio Tagle from the Philippines. And it was fascinating because the ceremony, of course, is held in the morning. And at that time, this is the 5th consistory of Benedict's pontificate, and there's an opening prayer, the proclamation of the gospel, the Pope's homily, and then he pronounces the formula of creation for the new cardinals.
But that's an interesting word, the creation of new cardinals,
yes.
Isn't it?
It's interesting to see how the media uses all but the correct terms. You know, these are put out by the Vatican. All you have to do is follow their announcements, but it is the creation of the new cardinals, their names and their diaconate or presbyteral order to which they have been assigned. The cardinals then recite the creed, and it's actually what you hear the voice of one. In this case, it was Cardinal Harvey. You hear the voice of one while the others are actually reading the creed as well. And they swear, of course, their fidelity and obedience to the Pope and his successors. And then one by one, they approach the Holy Father who's on the papal altar. They receive the beretta. The Pope has special words for that. They then receive their ring, and again, the Holy Father has special words for that particular gesture. And there's the naming of their church to which they'll have the title in Rome. The cardinals greet one another, and then their fellow cardinals in the College of Cardinals. And it was really interesting. There had to be, I didn't count exactly, but there had to be 80 or 90 cardinals present at the ceremony on Saturday, and of course a great number, perhaps the same number at the Mass on Sunday. So the two ceremonies over the weekend, you had a great number of red hats, including, you know, the 6 new ones. And it was very interesting for those of us from the United States because we now have, after Italy, believe it or not, the United States does have the second largest number of electors as a single country. We have 11 electors in the College of Cardinals under the age of 80. And there were, I think, 8 or 9 of the U.S. cardinals in Rome. I'm not sure of the number. But the Holy Father had a wonderful homily. He said he would like to reflect in particular on the meaning of the word Catholic. He spoke about the creed, of course. He said, I believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. And he said this before the cardinals pronounced the creed themselves. But he said he would like to reflect on the meaning of the word Catholic because this is a word that indicates an essential feature of the church and her mission. Now, Catholic means universal. I'm sure our listeners know that. And he said, what makes the church Catholic is the fact that Christ, in his saving mission, embraces all of humanity. During his earthly life, he said Jesus' mission was to the Jewish people, the lost sheep of the house of Israel, but then his mission was, through his apostles, of course, whom he sent out, to bring the gospel, the good news, to all peoples and lead all nations into the kingdom of God. So he said, and I really found these words moving, I want to highlight in particular the fact that the church is the church of all peoples. Again, going to the word Catholic or universal. And so she speaks in the various cultures of the different continents. She is the church of Pentecost and the polyphony of the various voices. She raises a single harmonious song to the living God. So very beautiful, almost poetic words, which, of course, Benedict is very, very well. He's known for, yes, exactly, a monster at doing. So
that takes us to Wednesday, the general audience, as always, when he obviously continued his catechesis for the year of faith.
Yes, he did. And it was very interesting because the Pope talked about, it kind of gave us advice on how we are to speak about God to our contemporaries. And he said, remember, God spoke to us. Because God came down in the person of Christ, and Christ gave us rules for life and gave us rules for living. And so God has spoken to us. We just have to remember what he said all those years, which, by the way, is part of the gospel message and part of the year of faith and part of the new evangelization, is bringing that message to our contemporaries. And he said, when we bring the God of Jesus Christ to the men and women of our time, it means bearing quiet and humble witness each day to the core of the gospel message. This is the good news of the God who is love, who's drawn us, who has drawn near to us in Jesus Christ, even to the cross. And then the Pope did stress at the end of his catechesis the task of bringing God to our contemporaries. He said, in this task, families play a very privileged role. For in them, the life of faith is lived daily in joy, dialogue, forgiveness, and love. So a very interesting catechesis, and actually a lot of the media emphasis on the catechesis this week went to the words the Pope said at the end of the catechesis, which was an appeal for world AIDS Day 2012.
Which falls on the 1st of December.
On the 1st of Saturday, the 1st of December. And he said the HIV/AIDS particularly affects the poorest regions of the world and where there's very limited access to effective medicines. And he said, my thoughts turn to the large number of children who do contract this virus every year from their mothers. And despite treatments which do exist to supposedly prevent its transmission. And so he encouraged all the initiatives in this regard and encouraged a group that was present that day, too. The John Galbraith and other officers of the New York-based NGO, the Catholic Medical Missionary Board, met the Pope at the end of the audience. And they told him of their initiative because they're going to work hand in hand now with the Vatican's Pontifical Council for Healthcare Pastoral, which has a foundation called the Good Samaritan Foundation. So the Catholic Medical Missionary Board is going to distribute large quantities of medicines to 10 projects in the poorest African countries through this Good Samaritan Foundation. And they're in Rome to celebrate their centenary, and they've committed, the CMMB has committed to guaranteeing an annual donation of $10 million to acquire medicines. And, of course, they were accompanied by Archbishop Zamowski, who is the president of the Council for Healthcare. And the Archbishop said afterwards, the meeting with the Pope, he and the president of CMMB said the meeting with the Pope was an encouragement to pursue serving the poorest. So
that takes us to the week we have so far. So thank you very much.
Yes. God bless. See you next week.
And And you were listening there to Joan Lewis, EWTN's Bureau Chief here in Rome. She too will be back again at this same time next week.